I discovered a company called Digital Currency Group, which was formed by the New York Federal Reserve. It's now a private company. Three of their board of directors also had sat, or maybe even still sit, on the board of governors of the Federal Reserve. Now, this company, Digital Currency Group, controls Blockstream, the core software development company for Bitcoin. One of the major investors into Blockstream is AXA Strategic Ventures, whose long-term CEO is also the long-term director of the Bilderberg Group. So, fact, end of discussion, Bitcoin is controlled by the Federal Reserve.
Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement, but now, Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Kent Lewis coming back. He's been part of the Freedom Social Network, and he's been part of cryptocurrencies for a while, and he had a different idea of where they were going. I started interviewing him about 3 years ago, and independent journalists were on a different track than him on where it was going. You know, people were really thinking it was about a new track of freedom. And he was saying, no, Bitcoin has been controlled by the Federal Reserve and the central bankers, and he was just getting blasted. Well, as new evidence is coming out, he was right, and he's going to talk about that. And now he has some new reports coming out about the future of what he sees going on with central banks. I just did a report with Harley Schlinger, and I was on the Dave Janis show talking about the annual central banking meeting, where they are now coming out proposing a digital, global digital currency. So they're moving in that direction. And he talks about who the ownership is of all these different cryptocurrencies and the currency exchanges. Who owns that? Who sits on the boards? I think for those of you who haven't been following this will be an eye-opening interview for you. And those who have been but are still kind of in this illusion that this is going to be a path to freedom, maybe you need to listen to who owns a lot of this stuff, and maybe you'll change your mind a bit. That doesn't mean this isn't going to be a bull market and going to be one of the best investments you're going to be making or could make in over the next year or 2 years, because I really believe it is an amazing investment. Now, I can't give investment advice, but from all indications, investing in Bitcoin and some of these other cryptocurrencies is going to be a windfall for a lot of people. But that's different than what their overall agenda is. And so he has to, and you know, it gets into a complete different paradigm here at the end, maybe about halfway through. And this show is all about paradigm changes, different ways of thinking about things. I don't necessarily agree with everything he's saying. You know, analysis of the facts is different than the facts. And so he comes with a lot of facts. And whether you agree with his analysis, try to be open-minded and try to glean out the facts that he's saying, and then keep an open mind as far as where it's going to go. And we'll see. We'll all keep learning and trying to make this world a better place as we learn more about some of the nefarious activities that are going on, and maybe some of the good activities. Not the whole world isn't bad. And so there's some good things going on too. For my patrons, he has two of his reports on why they're collapsing the market on purpose, and he gives facts on that, and then kind of the future of cryptocurrencies. Those are for my patrons, and you can go to patreon.com/SarahWestall. I have the link below. And before I get into my interview, I also want to say he's giving away 10 free 1776 coins, tokens of his cryptocurrency, which I have the link below. You can go there and join his freedom.social and get 10 free digital crypto coins that he has, which is not part of the exchange. And he can you can read about that and see that it's independent from the central banking cryptocurrencies, which may be something that you're going to want in the future. So let's get into my interview now with Kent Lewis. Kent, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really glad you decided to come back because your reports, you've been following. We started talking about 3 years ago, and you started reporting on cryptocurrencies and things that were going on, and you were diverting from kind of what the mainstream media, well, yeah. Everybody's diverting from the mainstream, but the real media, you're diverting from what the real media, us and those who are actually trying to report the real news versus doing propaganda, what they were saying. And so people weren't sure what to think of your stuff. But since then, so many things that you've said has come true. And those other folks are starting, you're seeing the language starting to change to be more like what you're saying. And, you know, the central bankers came out at their annual meeting and proposed to do a digital currency that they want as a global digital currency that they have complete control over and that they can even decide where the spending goes and circumvent governments, which was just crazy that it's almost like they've already doing it, but now they're formalizing it because we know that they've pretty much bought out our Congress, but now they're formalizing what they want to do. Because if it's not formalized, you know, something might happen. Somebody might think on their own. But can you go through what elements that you were talking about that was different from others and that have ultimately come true? And then we'll start talking about the future stuff.
Sure. You know, from the beginning, when I saw that I'm one of the participants, co-inventors of a technology called RETS, Real Estate Transaction Standards. And when I saw that the International Standardization Organization had created standards, I understand that that creates metadata. Well, that led my research to where it is today. And, you know, I had my research proved that central banks, corporate banks, corporations, governments had invested hundreds of millions of dollars into specifically blockchain technology. And so what I had discovered was they had essentially tokenized every product and service in the world for the blockchain. And then as my research progressed, I discovered a company called Digital Currency Group, which was formed by the New York Federal Reserve. It's now a private company. Three of their board of directors also had sat or maybe even still sit on the board of governors of the Federal Reserve. Now, this company, Digital Currency Group, controls Blockstream, the core software development company for Bitcoin. One of the major investors into Blockstream is AXA Strategic Ventures, whose long-term CEO is also the long-term director of the Bilderberg Group. So, fact, end of discussion, Bitcoin is controlled by the Federal Reserve. This company, Digital Currency Group, also owns Coinbase. They also own another exchange called Poloniex. They own another company called Circle. Now, you had mentioned that the central bank meeting, specifically a former Bank of England governor named Mark Carney, just last week came out and said that the United States needs to replace the dollar with a Libra-like cryptocurrency. Now, Libra is what they call a stable coin. So it's always fixed. So the Libra coin is fixed to a basket of currencies. Now, what they don't tell you is Mr. Carney is also the CEO of a company called Circle. Digital Currency Group, which is controlled by the Federal Reserve, owns Circle. Carney, Circle owns U.S. dollar coin. U.S. dollar coin settles directly to community bank accounts. So you notice that he mentioned Libra coin, but he didn't mention that he's in charge of U.S. dollar coin And the company that owns his company that he's CEO of is in fact controlled by the Federal Reserve.
Well, now, how much of a conflict of interest is that? And shouldn't that be illegal in general? I mean, that is so bad.
Well, I don't know if it would be illegal, but it's very deceptive.
Well, it's.
Now, Digital Currency Group also owns Coinbase. Coinbase has approved over 40 decentralized cryptocurrencies to be traded on Coinbase. When they do that, they put them through SEC regulations. So Coinbase has essentially become the regulatory arm of the SEC. And so, and so as the research progressed, I discovered, when you start connecting the dots, everything just kind of fits together. Okay. And this is about one world government, one world currency based on UN Agenda 2030, where they've got these smart cities that have smart grids that connect, communicate with the Internet of Things, that communicate with 5G. And then this is just part, this global payment system is just part of UN Agenda 2030, in which they are in fact implementing on the federal level, on the state level, and on the local level throughout the United States. And if anybody out there doesn't know what UN Agenda 2000,
I said, is that why they're cramming through 5G without testing to see how it harms human beings?
yeah, it is. It's, so UN Agenda 2030. If you, anybody out there, you can search engine, use DuckDuckGo, not Google. You can find UN Agenda 2030 relocation maps. And for the new viewers, I'll repeat this again. I live in the mountains outside of Denver, and so from Fort Collins to Pueblo is what the UN calls a smart city. So it'll be all a big hot spot. Or all of it will be Wi-Fi, okay, about 160 miles of Wi-Fi. And so the Internet of Things will communicate with this. The Internet of Things contains this new blockchain payment system. This, now think about this, anybody out there, you will have no paper money. They're going to get rid of the dollar. They've told us this. Read my reports. Anybody doesn't believe me out there, just read my reports, because what I do is I factually utilize their wording and their reports to connect the dots to tell you what they're doing. And that's why near 100% of everything in all of my reports has become proven to be accurate.
Well, and let's talk about what those specific things are. And one of them is that Bitcoin is being controlled by the Federal Reserve because so many people, and it's very disappointing, and I realize that, very disappointing for these early adopters of cryptocurrency when they thought it was going to be their road to freedom, and it ended up being they were patsies for the Federal Reserve and the global central bankers. And you were saying that all along, and people didn't want to hear it. In fact, if I had anybody on my show that talked about it, the trolls would come out like crazy and just be rude and mean. But it's true.
You still got very highly informed, intelligent people. For example, like Max Keiser, who I've always watched and enjoyed his financial reporting, but he promotes Bitcoin. He blocked me on Twitter last week for tweeting him that
Well, but isn't
Bitcoin is,
Bitcoin?
yeah. So people don't want to, part of the problem is, now listen, Bitcoin is still, in my opinion, a good investment.
It's a great
Okay,
investment. That's what
because
I
I
mean.
believe that they're going to raise, sure, they're good. I believe the Bitcoin at one point will go over $100,000. Because listen, I don't even believe there was ever any, I don't believe there was any ever any Satoshi. My personal research says that Bitcoin was created by artificial intelligence and modified by man. There has it's been just been one giant deception. Here's why, okay? It's just so brilliant because cryptocurrencies are decentralized and they're open source. So anybody can go out and create their own. Well, all cryptocurrencies, and what was the selling point of it, is that they have an open ledger so that there's never any secrets. And so you can always see who made a transaction. Well, Digital Currency Group owns technology that reads private blockchains and public blockchains. Okay, it was supposed to be this anonymous. Now, there are anonymous cryptocurrencies, and like my like John McAfee says, well, we can just use an anonymous cryptocurrency to make transactions. No, you can't, because what they've done is they've placed all tangible products and services onto private supply blockchains. So if you were to use an anonymous or privacy cryptocurrency, you're still going to be tracked and taxed. And this is about, you know, again, imagine this. People will not have any paper money. And so there will be nothing that is confidential. And so in my latest report, you know, one of my latest reports, let me give the exact title of it, is called World Financial System Intentionally Engineered to Collapse in Favor of One World Government Within a Cashless Society. And, you know, if you look at the central banks, what they've done since 2008, they have utilized digital printing of money or quantitative easing to amass unpayable debt. I mean, you know, I fought personally for President Trump to be elected, but when and during the campaign, he said that this is the biggest bubble in history. And now he's promoting the stock market, especially, and the economy as being the strongest ever. Well, you know, this. Let me give you a point on the stock market.
Well, let me say something. It's obviously it's false, right? Okay. I mean, it's obviously this fraudulent way of promoting yourself. However,
it is.
MIT said that no matter what, and by 2032, at the same pace they're going, the dollar will go to infinity, and the value will be almost zero. You know, it goes down. The more you split it, the more it goes down to zero. It just will at the current rate. And now we're going, that rates have gotten a lot faster. And the stock market, the significant portion, you even said this in your report, over 90% of the stock market value is based on what the Federal Reserve and what governments are doing to raise the thing. So now with this digital currency, so they have no reason. They want to keep using it while they can, put on this digital currency, and then they're going to use it to get rid of their debt and get themselves under. So they want to use as much as they can of the system that's in place right now to enrich themselves and then get out from under it when they put in this new digital currency.
Yes. Yes.
That's the plan.
So what they're doing is they're using something called modern economic theory, to where they can just digitally print money into infinity. And then what they're doing is they're just printing money out of thin air, and then they're buying up tangible assets, real assets. And so their plan is to own the world. Then I believe that they've intentionally done this to bring in one world government based on UN Agenda 2030 with one world. Well, the one world currency is digital currencies, cryptocurrencies. And let me be more specific about that. The currency, the future currency of the world, if they get their way, will be central bank issued digital currencies and decentralized cryptocurrencies that are approved to be traded on cryptocurrency exchanges that are controlled by the central banks, such as Coinbase.
Well, and let me tell you, there is a undersurge of pushback coming from China and Russia, but I don't know how much of those people, because how much they just moved all their assets over there, pulling everything from us on the West, reinvesting it in the East, and then controlling everything in the East too. That's the scary part, whether that's what's really going on. Because if that's what's going on, we're going to be left in the dust, and they're just going to refocus on the East.
Well, China has done incredibly more quantitative easing than America has. So they are significantly more in debt than we are.
Yeah, but hold on.
You know,
But
but
hold on.
you know.
But their debt has been on the back of creating infrastructure. Our debt has been on the back of enriching financial companies, bailing out banks, doing wars overseas, and ignoring our infrastructure. That's a big difference. And not just infrastructure, they're investing in their technology, their medicine, their everything to enrich their country. We haven't been doing that.
Sure. That's a valid point. But you know, debt is debt, and so well, you know, I think they're all working together on this personally. I think that that what we hear within our mainstream Mockingbird fake news media is all smoke and mirrors. It's all propaganda. The vast majority of it is. And you know, I think what we got to do is go to independent media sources. You know, you had Harley on the other day. That was a great discussion. He's very accurate in everything that he says. I very much enjoyed your interview with the remote viewers. What they had to say about cryptocurrencies was very accurate, actually. Dick Allgaier, some of the, a lot of the, what the, he said about cryptocurrencies was very accurate.
Well, the independent media is where you got to go.
But you know, I think people out there are going to wonder.
We have a delay. I'm sorry.
It's the only place to go. You know, anybody out there? Yeah, sure. Anybody out there? You know, you must shut off the mainstream media. Even Fox News is controlled. It's you know, they don't care if you think left or right, as long as you're, you know, we live in a one-party system. And yes, you know, I'm more of a freedom-minded, right-minded type of person. But everybody out there, keep in mind that it was the GOP Senate that voted in Trans-Pacific Partnership that gave up U.S. sovereignty to corporations and shifted the power structure over to the one belt, one road. You know, we're going to have a very hard time finding a political solution here in America and worldwide because, you know, all of our politicians have sold out to globalism, either by one method or another. I think a lot of them have been blackmailed.
Well, these are the camps. I always say that when it comes to politicians, you got the clueless ones, and they don't really care about them because they can manipulate them and do whatever they want with them. And then they got, because they don't even understand what they're talking about. And so they deal with kind of things that aren't as important to them and not the big infrastructure and strategy. People who get the strategy and that, they blackmail them, make sure that they're moving strategically in the right direction. The people they
Sure.
cannot blackmail, they figure out how to smear them and get rid of them. Period. That was Cynthia McKinney. She understood the strategy. She got the big picture. She was ethical, and so they got rid of her. And that's the sad part that we're in. You're either not smart enough to understand global strategy and global economics, and so they'll just follow along and do whatever you want anyways, and then they mess around with the details that people like anyways, or you get the global strategy and you're blackmailed. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, the you know, I'm refraining on, you know, kind of pointing out who I believe is behind this. But there is a lot of blackmailing that's been going on behind the scenes. And we need to find a solution. You know, I believe that the only solution is that we create our own technology and we get millions of people to give them the factual truth. Until people wake up to who's actually behind this, not only is our country over, humanity is over, because not only is this about one world government, this is about one world government where humanity is transhuman. And they've come out and told us, you know, that is the direction that they're going. And if you want to get into that a little bit, I'm quite knowledgeable within that subject matter as well.
Well, there has been a lot more reports coming out of Silicon Valley that they really do want to connect you. They want to improve your humanity by connecting you in every kind of way to technology. And you can see benefits if you're looking at it from rose-colored glasses and always thinking positively, which sure. engineers and scientists tend to think positively how cool their inventions are. They just tend to be optimistic people. But the nefarious ones use that to be able to, you know, and they have a grand strategy. And so it's pretty easy to manipulate technology people until they kind of become more aware. And so there are a lot of articles out there, and there is a lot of research showing that's the move that they're making. Now, can you explain what it means to be a fully transhuman human connected to an internet that is also connected to an internet of things? I mean, how does that, I mean, they had things like it would, let me just give people like one example. Like if you have a problem, it would figure out, and maybe you're the one that told me this, if somebody has a problem and you can't solve your problem, they would go in, figure out your problem for you and then feed it to your brain. And then there you go. You don't have that problem anymore. Those are realistic things that can be done in the future. I mean, we're talking a few decades out, but you got to set up the infrastructure first.
Sure. No, we're not talking a few decades out. The majority of humanity, according to their plans.
No, I'm talking a few decades out before all of it's going to be implemented. I mean, we have people in rural areas that are back in the Middle Ages. We have in industrialized countries such as here, yes, it'll be quicker, but it won't be quicker to be able to do all the functionality that I'm talking about now and improve the human to that level and get you into this hive mind. I don't think you're talking like tomorrow. I think it's going to take a couple decades before it took them a couple decades to roll out cryptocurrencies. How long is it going to take them to roll this out and have it fully functional the way they want it?
I would disagree with you respectfully.
Oh, that's fine.
They have recently launched 20,000. They have recently launched 20,000 5G satellites. They have, in fact, been spraying us what's called smart dust, which is via the geoengineering, which is comprised of aluminum, strontium, and barium. I would implore everybody out there to watch a video by Dana Ashley, A-S-H-L-I-I. L-I. She has a YouTube channel. She recently did an interview with a gentleman that was a part of a crew that built over 200 heart facilities worldwide. And so what this smart dust does, without going into great detail, we all have it. It's called Morgellons, and it's nano-sized fibers that are growing inside of our bodies. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm a fact-driven guy. And so what this HARP does, it is can actually communicate with the Morgellons, as I believe the 5G can as well. And then you've got these 20,000 satellites up there. So now here's another fact. Remember back in 92 when there was hundreds of thousands of Iraqi troops that surrendered and they said they heard Allah, this is Allah, lay down your weapons, surrender. What they did is they took portable 5G units out to the desert and they used voice-to-skull technology and they put thoughts into these soldiers' minds. Now, you asked me what it's going to be like to be fully transhuman, okay? Well, artificial intelligence is going to control your mind. Now, I've got a video on my Freedom Tube that I own, similar to YouTube, with a artificial intelligence robot named Sophia. And it gets out on stage and it says, in the future, after they complete the superhuman, instead of being up on stage talking to you, I'll just be able to put thoughts into your brain. Okay? So you're not going to have any free will. Artificial intelligence is going to control your mind. And that's where they're going with this. They call it the singularity. They've told us everything that they're doing. It's just greatly underreported, and what they've done is they intentionally created the term conspiracy theorist, and they intentionally created the term fake news. Okay. So that people don't want to pay attention to stuff like this. And I'm telling you guys, it is what they are doing. And I believe, well, Kurzweil, okay, says it'll be in place by 2030.
Well,
Yes.
that's a decade from
Yeah.
now. I think it'll take more than one decade. You say it's so fast. I said 2 decades. You're saying that he said 1 decade. I think it's going to take more than 1 decade. They pushed out the first one to by, a decade. I just think it always takes longer to get things in place, and there's always
Sure.
pushback. And so that's why I'm saying it's going to take a couple decades to actually be fully functional. I think they're going to roll it out in certain places and things like that. But the 5G units are going up everywhere in certain industrialized areas. They're not going up all the whole world. Certain cities are pushing back on the 5G. I just think it's going to take them a few more decade, a few decades to actually fully implement it. But that's
But they can
still very,
also
very quick. And I know they have the things in our bodies and they can communicate through satellite and stuff.
Use HAARP.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that all means. And I don't know if any of us really get what the scary part of these guys is they will implement things before they even understand what the hell they're doing. And they're working with quantum physics, and
Sure,
they're
I'd agree
doing
with
things
that.
with quantum computers that they don't quite understand. They are idiots that I'm going to come out and say that. They're complete morons to be messing with humanity at this level. And whoever can get blackmailed and decide that you're going to risk all of humanity with quantum computing and all this other crap that you're talking about, they're idiots. I mean, how much you can't blackmail a person enough for me to be able to do to risk all of humanity for that. I mean, how low can you be as a human? But that's what they're doing.
Low. They do not care about humanity anymore. One question I usually get is, well, they need humanity to make them money. No, they don't. They own, all the central banks. They've got all the money and all the power they need. And so artificial intelligence will take over.
Who are they? Who wants this all set up?
I won't even use the word secret societies because, they openly announce who they are now. It's at the highest levels, it is the Zionists, it's the Jesuits, it's the Freemasons, and it goes above them.
Now, are they going to be part of this matrix?
They're being sprayed like everybody else, but there are, solutions. That's why I asked everybody out there to watch that interview called A Solution They Do Not Want You to Know with Dana Ashley. So are they going to be part of it? Yeah, sure. Okay, so you asked me who they are. It's at the highest levels, it's the Zionists, it's the Jesuits, the Freemasons. At the highest levels, they believe that they are bloodlines of the Nephilim.
Yeah, and that's what they're telling. It's
That is
crazy.
a
That is
that
what
is
they are telling people, and it's pretty widely known.
yeah.
Mass media doesn't talk about it, so anybody who is first hearing it will think we're nuts. But it is so widely known,
I know.
so
I
well
know.
documented. It's everywhere,
Yeah.
except in the mass media. So
Oh.
if this is your first time, you're gonna think we're nuts. You got to really dive into it. Now, what is the solution?
Yeah.
What is the
So
solution? I know you want them to watch that, and they should, because it's a good
let
interview.
me elaborate. Let me elaborate on these bloodlines a little bit more. Okay. So throughout time, throughout history, the Nag Hammadi scrolls called this dimensional force, dimensional beings. They called them archons. The Bible called them Anunnaki. The Anunnaki mated with the human women, created the Nephilim. Okay. So they believe that they are hybrids of the Nephilim. And so I believe that there's not a political solution because our government has been subverted. You look at all the powerful politicians, they have dual Israeli citizenship. Okay, look it up. It's a fact. Okay, our government has in fact been subverted by the Zionists. And listen, let me clarify something. I have nothing, zero, against good and decent people that happen to be Jewish. I literally very much so feel bad for awesome Jewish people, because the people have been the Israeli government has been overtaken by these extremist Zionists, and they control all six Mockingbird fake news media outlets here in America. And what they do is they utilize their media to create perception. People can only understand from their level of knowledge. Knowledge equals perception, equals consciousness. And the reason that they're doing what they're doing with transhumanism is for the artificial intelligence to take over 100% of your consciousness. That's what they're doing. What is the solution? There's no political solution. The only solution is for us to create our own technology and to get millions of people to create a collective consciousness based on love and compassion, and give everybody the knowledge that they need to have. Knowledge equals perception. And then my own personal current studies are quantum physics or the law of attraction, because it is real, it does work. And what I'm going to do with technology is I'm going to teach people how to use the law of attraction. Call me crazy, but I'm going to create a global consciousness based on love and compassion, based on knowledge that we've already defeated them, and we can win because there is not a political solution.
Okay. There's a lot that you're saying here. So,
I know, sounds
and
out there.
it is okay that, this is all about different paradigms, different perspectives, and different ways of looking at things, and that's fine. You have some really good reports that are not out there like this. I mean, it's more specific things that people can understand and learn and read.
Yeah, it's
And it's that's all good. You have those reports. I'm gonna have them up on my Patreon for people to get to. They're very good reports. And you constantly are putting out more information for people to read. Where can they get your stuff?
www.freedom.social. And big announcement, next week, we'll have all brand new back-end source code. The platform will be 10 times faster. It'll be as fast as Facebook, as fast as YouTube, and is scalable. And we're really going to go out and get millions of people to give them knowledge, fact-based knowledge, and to slowly wake people up, to slowly give them the red pill instead of going, hey, that's not true. Kind of slowly wake them up into most everything you've been told is a lie. And if we unite, we can win this. And that's my mission, is to try to save our world, because if we don't do something, it's over. And that's not an embellishment.
Okay, this is pretty heavy. Okay, so give us your website again, and thanks for joining the program. And different perspectives are important to hear, and the theme that we've been lied to on everything is pretty true. It's really true. It's where the future really is going, and then how you take that analysis and where we go with it. And that's why it's important to talk to different people with different opinions, because that's why I enjoy listening to people with different perspectives like yourself, because it opens people's minds. They might not agree with you, but at least it's something they can start thinking about.
So what I do is I do deep research on everything, okay? And I come to conclusions based on my research. And most of everything that I've said in my reports, about close to 100% of everything, has proven to be accurate. And what I just said about I believe we're all a collective consciousness, and I believe it's the only solution that we have. And people can out there can think of me what they will, but I promote peace, and I know that this is a spiritual war. And through teaching people how to utilize the law of attraction, because I'm living proof that it works. I use it on a daily basis. And I think that other people out there will relate with what I just said. And if not, debate me. Anybody out there, join www.freedom.social. Have a cordial, intelligent, well-thought-out discussion with me. I'll meet you face-to-face. You know, we've got video conferencing on freedom.social. And I'm happy to talk with anybody that wants to make this world better, you know. And so that's what we're up to.
Well, I love it. I love the different perspective. I like the paradigm change. And I do think that we need to, that's what this is all about. That's what my show is all about, is getting to the edge of what's going on. And sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's weird. Yeah. Sometimes people have different perspectives and they don't agree with each other. But unless you're willing to think about things differently, we probably won't get out of the mess we're in. So that's why I have had you on. You're brilliant. And I might not agree with everything, but I'm sure the heck willing to listen to you and think about what you're saying.
That's fine. One last thing that's just critically very, very important to everybody out there that I like to say to everybody. When they collapse this global economic Ponzi scheme, depending how they do it, a lot of people out there are not going to want to participate within this system where you're forced to buy and sell on these global private blockchain cryptocurrency payment systems. So what we did is we created an entire ecosystem, including the 1776 cryptocurrency, that has a technological approach along with decentralized marketplaces and private marketplaces that will allow people to live outside of this beast system in which they've created. And you can get 10 free 1776 cryptocurrencies over on freedom.social. And come over, you know, people out there, you may not agree with everything that I say, but that's fine. Debate me, you know, in a fact-filled manner. And I look forward to meeting each and every one of you out there.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you, Sarah.